from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Bethany Bump reports in the Times Union that New York is moving its large vaccination site from the University at Albany to Crossgates Mall beginning April 16th. Vaccinations will be given out in the former Lord & Taylor store, with more space allowing up to three times as many shots a day. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "Our mass vaccination sites have enabled us to make significant progress in getting shots into people's arms, and in order to expand our capacity and maximize our efficiency, we are relocating the SUNY Albany vaccination site to the Crossgates Mall," end quote. He added, and I quote, "SUNY Albany has been an invaluable partner for us as we work around the clock to get New Yorkers vaccinated as quickly as possible," end quote. Anyone with an appointment should get a notification of the venue change. And you can read about this story in the Times Union. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Melvin Lett Jr. of Catskill is slated to go on trial on 9 charges of harassment filed against him in connection with letters sent to Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson. Lett, 44, appeared before Hudson City Court Judge John Connor Jr. on April 13th. Connor said each charge is related to specific individual letters allegedly sent on a monthly basis to Johnson. Lett has elected to have the trial heard by a judge, not a jury. The mayor has alleged that Lett wrote more than 40 letters to him during the past year, and a 6-month order of protection was issued last month for Johnson and his family. Connor confirmed that a terroristic threat charge and an aggravated harassment charge have been dismissed. Connor also said the court is now permitted to host an in-person non-jury trial. Lett's attorney, Dennis McAvoy of Hudson, said it is clear his client wants to go to trial. Connor said he would adjourn the case for 2 weeks to give the parties a chance to file motions. Columbia County Assistant District Attorney Krista Klein said all 9 charges will be tried at once. After Lett attempted several times during the appearance to speak, Connor finally permitted him to address the court. At that point, Lett said he is looking for a new lawyer and he wants McAvoy to release discovery materials to his new attorney. He said his choices for representation are from outside of Columbia County, and I quote, "for obvious reasons," end quote. Lett's next appearance is scheduled for April 27th. Editor's note, Johnson is a WGXE volunteer programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman that New York legalized marijuana on April 1st, and Socrates Police Chief Joseph Sangara already wants to change the law. Sangara says the state lawmakers, and I quote, "are going to have to put in language that says how you are going to charge a person under the age of 21 under this section," end quote. Even though that is exactly what the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act already says. Bianca Coppola, spokesperson for State Senator Michelle Henchy, writes that Sangara's interpretation of the law is, and I quote, "incorrect. Under the MRTA, it is unlawful for minors to possess or use cannabis. Similar to alcohol, if a minor is found in possession of cannabis, law enforcement has the authority to confiscate it and impose a fine of up to $50, end quote. Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa also seems a bit confused about the new law, but, unlike Sangara, did not say it was unenforceable. Figueroa wrote, and I quote, "this law has just been enacted, and this office will wait for clarification from the Ulster County District Attorney's Office, who will be responsible for the prosecutions," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation reported April 13th that on the afternoon of April 10th, Greene County 911 contacted DEC Forest Rangers about a lost hiker at Catterskill Falls in Hunter. Acting Forest Ranger Lieutenant Dawson responded. reaching the hiker by phone and then locating the 55-year-old man from Danbury, Connecticut, at the base of a 25-foot ledge. The ranger escorted the hiker up a path through the ledge and up the steep slope until they reached the rail trail. The hiker and his dog then independently walked back to his vehicle. The man said he came out for the day with his dog to take pictures of Catterskill and Baston Falls. He planned to hike off-trail through the woods from Catterskill Rail Trail to Baston Falls, but did not realize that the terrain would include ledges scattered along a steep slope. As he hiked down the slope, attempting to avoid a ledge, he became disoriented and concerned because he could not find his way back up the slope. So he yelled for help and called 911. In 2020, DEC Forest Rangers conducted 492 search and rescue missions, extinguished 192 fires that burned a total of more than 1,122 acres, and worked on cases that resulted in 3,131 tickets or arrests. And you can read more about this story at decny.gov. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.